All right, usually we're a bunch of dummies here on the Joe and Alex Show, and don't worry, that will continue today. But I wanted to be serious for a second here because I'm hoping that if I admit to this, that maybe you'll say, you know what, I kind of do that too, and it's pretty stupid. I shouldn't be doing it. I don't even know how to say this. I mean, it's not uncommon. I almost got into an accident this weekend. It would have been my fault. I almost rear-ended somebody because I got distracted and I looked down at my phone when I ended up. It was an Instagram DM, by the way. That's what it was. But I heard like a ding. I looked down. I didn't hit the brakes on my car fast enough, but something in my Jeep. I have a Jeep, and I've talked about this before. It's from Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and I right now have a Jeep Wrangler Sahara. Thing's awesome, but I didn't realize how awesome it was because it looks cool, sound system's cool, yada, yada, yada. The thing that, and I don't even know the exact term, it's like the front sensor, something that can determine a crash is about to happen with the technology. Guys, I look down. My wife says words that can't be said again on the radio. She's like, "Job!" And she's swearing. My Jeep, I thought like it was falling apart. The brakes just slam on themselves. Like it felt like the whole front end was compressing in. It felt so weird if you ever had your foot on your brake. It was like ABS. I don't know what it was, but I've never stopped a vehicle so quick. If it wouldn't have been for that, I would have went right into the back of this Jetta.
Right.
Just because I heard a ding, I knew like it was my DM sound, and I was waiting to hear back from somebody. I just looked like, I swear it was a second. It wasn't that long.
Right.
But I looked down at my phone, and that Jeep, I've never had a vehicle had a sensor like that before.
Yeah, that is so scary.
But have you guys, I mean, like, I'm not making fun of you, Liv. I know you got in an accident before, and wasn't it something similar? Like, you didn't see the car in front of you in time?
Yeah, but I wasn't on my phone.
What were you doing?
I just was driving. And the person wasn't, like, he wasn't on his brakes. So I didn't see his taillights. I don't know if his taillights were out or what, but like there were no taillights on.
Oh.
And so they stopped in the middle of the road, of this fast road, when there was a green light.
Whoa.
But because there were no taillights, I didn't realize that they were. I thought they were getting ready to go because it just had turned green. So I thought they were just taking a little bit longer to like speed up and go. I didn't know that they were like totally stopped and like not going to move. I thought they were going to start moving because I didn't see the taillight. So I thought that they were like edging their way forward and I didn't have enough time to stop.
Wow, that's insane. Like, yeah, I mean, I clearly, the person's lights worked when I looked up.
Right.
But I mean, you hear these stories all the time. And it's just like, I feel so stupid because I always comment on them and I judge people. I'm like, what a dummy. Like, how do you not like pay attention when you're driving?
Right.
And
well, you feel
I wasn't even texting.
I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I do. I get worried about you. And like,
right.
Everybody thinks that they're such a good driver when they're like, oh, I'm driving with my legs or this or that. Like, and I can type. And I've seen some people that actually looks like they're doing it, but it doesn't matter. The one time you're not doing it, forget rear-ending a car. You might kill a person. And that just, and it was in a very high traffic area with people and pedestrians. And I said, God, you're such a dummy, Joe. Like, what if it would have been a person?
Oof.
Like, what if? It could have been.
Yeah, right. It could have been anything.
Why was the Jetta stopped?
It was just traffic. It was just normal traffic. Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't slam on their brakes. I mean, people, you never know. People are stupid drivers. But it's just, I never realized that. And I'm looking it up right now. I should know more about my car, but it's just brand new. I'm still learning about it. But I think it might be something with, like, the impact sensor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, in the front. But I've never had a vehicle that had something. It just would have been, like, crash.
See, my car, if I'm ever approaching another car and I'm, like, going like a little quick, whatever, and it gets close, my car beeps.
See, and I think it's a newer feature on there, because my cars, you know, before that were all old, and I drove cars for 10 or 12 years at a time, and like my old Saturn Ion had 210,000 miles on it. That thing, it didn't have anything.
Right.
You know, now cars come with like everything standard, but I'm wondering if anybody else, you know, can see this as a wake-up call for themselves and just put that freaking phone second.
I need to. I'm bad about this, and like, I hate admitting that because everyone is, it's something so stupid that you should not do at all, but it's sometimes so hard. Even just like switching a song on my phone, because I'll like, if I'm like listening to music and like I'm like wanting to switch the song that's playing,
yeah.
Even that, like sometimes I'll be scrolling through my playlist and I'm like, even that, even if I'm not texting, like still anything with your phone, it's so bad.
Well, there's so many things that I've talked about before on the air. You might hear commercials too, that I love about my Jeep Wrangler from Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. But I have to say now, That's my favorite feature. That's even better than like the sunroof,
right?
Than the sound system or the leather seats.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Anything else? I'm telling you guys, I would have just smashed, and I think we would have been hurt. Like I think we would have really like a concussion or something, because it was on like a slow rolling. I was probably going 30 or 40.
Yeah.
Which could be
that's
very,
so scary.
Very bad. So, that being said, they'll probably never want me to talk about that I got a Jeep from them again. But I really think it saved me from getting hurt. So,
right. That's incredible, though.
Please, let's all agree. We're just going to drive at our location and get to where we need to get to. Then we'll check our text messages, or in this case, an Instagram DM. By the way, if you want to follow us on Instagram, if you want to slide on in there, it's at Joe and Alex Show.
Shameless plug.
Well, I didn't plug mine, but it is Joe Pesh Radio.
If you're pulled over.
I thought you were going to try to throw out your handle right there.
Oh, no.
What is yours?
At Producer Boy.